Podcast Ranger.
Well, it's just three of us.
We can make it if we try.
Just the three of us?
I can't think of a rhyme.
You and I and Emily.
I accidentally nailed it when I said I can't think of a rhyme because that almost rhymes with I, and then you went and spoiled it.
Yep.
It's okay.
Welcome to Extra Extra Cast Ranger, everybody.
Woo! Extra Cast Ranger! Feigned energy!
Audio looks really low.
Good enough!
Okay.
Okay, so, we are here with, first of all, more build scans! Because, as usual, half the shit we wanted to talk about got revealed the day of our last recording.
Yep, I was so mad!
And the rest of it got revealed the morning after.
So, we'll go into this very briefly because apparently Anthony wasn't happy that we were going on about this for like 40 minutes. So,
all right,
we'll try to be quick about it.
So, first off, we're looking at a high-quality scan of the build driver.
And I like it. It's not the greatest build I've ever seen, but I like it.
It's really
an interesting design.
I'm really curious to find out the significance of this wheel because it looks like some sort of like archaic old like Aztec temple pattern of some sort.
You can actually... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
You can actually tell that the stuff at the bottom is meant to be tubes in this scan.
Yeah, you can see tubes and gears and...
What I'm actually hoping is that, like, where the bottles are, I hope there's, like, lights that, like, that are...
That light up the bottles?
Yeah, light up the bottles.
Oh, probably.
That'd be a nice little feature. No,
definitely.
But I feel like they'd show it here if it did, so...
Looking at this little, like, what looks like a battery compartment on the side... It almost looks like there's a slot there for something to fit in, so I'm kind of hoping that happens later.
Hmm.
And then we get a good, clean shot of the rabbit and tank full bottles.
Yeah, I still love that the tank looks like it's, like, coming towards you.
And apparently, whatever's inside there, I'm not even
it
sure.
It kind of looks like liquid.
I think it's designed that when it gets used in the belt, that it, like, lowers and raises the level of it, so...
They did that with Princess Pretty Cure as well. The perfumes, they used lights to simulate the liquid going up and down.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I don't know if they're going to do that.
Yeah, they did the same thing with the Genesis driver, where, like, whatever, like, lock seat you put into it, like, it would just, like, go up and down.
Oh, yeah, they did. I should have used
like,
that.
But, yeah,
about that.
Confirmed the bottles do go into it bottom, like, flipped up, upside down.
And if you go down, you can see a picture of Gorilla Mondo, which, yeah, apparently it's called Gorilla Mondo, which is a fucking amazing name.
Because pronouncing diamond in Japanese
and
would be Diamondo.
Diamondo, yeah.
And he's got a giant fucking fist, and I just,
because
like...
Because Gorilla.
The more I see this form, like, the more I love it. So, like, it's great.
All right, and moving to our next scan, we see...
All 9 of his forms that he's getting.
Not all of them. There is a different scan that shows them all, but what I wanted to bring up here is the rider bottles. So we can see the bottles that combine to form X-Aid and doubles forms.
Yeah, so the X-Aid, instead of just it being, like, an X-Aid full bottle or double full bottle, it actually does, like, the organic-inorganic gimmick. And so, like, X-Aid's is Doctor and Gabe, and doubles is Detective and USB memory.
Specifically for the detective, it's Tante, because we can see in the emblem that it's a T.
Yeah.
Because Tante is the word for detective. But these are really interesting. I kind of want the game one, but not the doctor one, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just love the little emblem in the scan that represents the game, because it looks like a Game Boy with, like, an attitude problem. It looks like it has a face.
Yeah, it does.
Why, don't play me.
Are you playing me still? Go outside.
But yeah, so then we have a look at the other some of the other forms. So
let me get over to that skin.
Okay.
So in our next batch, we have all of his known best matches, which is apparently this show's version of the full combos, whereas these are the ones that are supposed to be used with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So looking through these, we've got Rabbit Tank,
Gorilla Mondo,
Hawk Gatling, Ninin Comic, Rocket
Panda.
And again, I'm still looking forward to finding out why the form names switch positions. Fire Hedgehog, which is apparently fire as a fire truck, not actual fire. Lion Cleaner, I have no idea why those match up. Key
why
Dragon.
Why Tank and Rabbit match up?
My hopeful personal favorite for the show, Kaizoku Resha.
And Octopus Light.
Which, that's actually probably my least favorite form. Looking, I don't like it. It looks weird.
Looking at the designs here, I'm looking forward to seeing Hedgehog Light now, because they're both the pointy forms.
I like the light bottles symbol. It has like a light bulb that's shining.
I just love that Kaizo Koresha, he has a track and a skull and crossbones. And then if you like actually look, I saw like a kind of picture of more of like what his form looked like, and he has like a pirate ship for a shoulder, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But yeah, I'm honestly looking forward to the most to Gorilla Mondo and Kaizo Koresha. So like sort of more or less Rocket Panda now, but yeah, I'm excited for Gorilla Mondo and Kaizo Koresha. That's gonna be awesome.
The ones I'm looking forward to are Hot Gatling, Lock or Key Dragon, and Ninian Comic.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, back to our first batch of scans. Next, we have a look at some of the weapons.
So first off,
we have the Build Crusher.
The Build Crusher, which apparently is Build's like signature weapon.
So it has two modes, whereas it is a drill sword, so it's pretty much the Spiral Saber from Power Rangers in Space.
And then if you take the drill out and reverse it and put it back in, it turns into a gun.
Looks like a megaphone.
I kind of don't like this weapon design at all. Either form.
You like the weapon that's beside it, though.
So next, we have the Hawk Gatlinger.
And it's a fucking Gatling revolver.
It's actually a pistol-sized Gatling gun that shoots, like, 100 bullets a second, supposedly.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say that shoots hawks.
I mean, that's probably
that
the Hisots.
Awesome.
Oh, God, you just, like, fire it and it spins. It goes like, yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm definitely buying that. And then next we have the Forkoma sword. I don't remember the full name of it. And that looks cool. It looks like it might come apart.
And then we have Kaizoku Resha's weapon, where it's a bow.
The Kaizoku Hasha.
Yeah, the Kaizoku Hasha, which it's a bow that fires a train. Like, look at that. That's actually really neat.
It actually looks really cool.
Yeah, I'll probably pick this up just because, like, I want to support the form. So.
If it's got cool enough sounds, I might buy it. But
yeah,
in this shot, you can see the shoulder on Kaizoku Resha.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah,
the ship coming out of its shoulder.
Yeah, so, like, the color is not really good on the scan, but it's a green and yellow form, I believe. So
it's like green and lime, because there's already other yellow forms like Ninian Comic.
Yeah. So that's really neat.
Yep. And then going to our next scan.
So apparently it is Kamen Rider Claws.
I'm sad.
And his henshin device, it's not the Claws Dragon, it's the Claws Dragon. So that's what he uses to transform. So he puts that in the build driver.
The name of his actual belt is the Beat Closer, though.
Oh, is it?
Or maybe Beat Clauser, but...
Well, apparently he does use the build driver.
The Closed Dragon is involved with his belt in some capacity.
Okay.
I cannot tell what's going on in this.
I'm not entirely sure, but it looks like you put the... I think if you put the dragon bottle in the belt, it can turn... Okay, I think the dragon, like, flies around on its own, and then he takes it, puts the bottle in it, and then attaches it to his belt.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Maybe,
it looks cool,
maybe.
Though.
Actually, no. You know what it is? Hmm? Looking at this, the way they've got the arrows pointed here, the dragon bottle can be used in the build driver, but that's not what Kamen Rider Claws uses.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of confusing, but it's the scan's just showing that it can use the dragon bottle... The Claws Dragon, whatever it's called,
mm-hmm.
in the build driver. Because that's the build driver there.
And Claws himself looks really cool.
I'm looking forward to seeing what he does.
We also have a picture of the holder.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Go up. So it's pretty much a retooling of the shift car holder, which
I
don't mind.
I guess
and
it's
it,
fine.
And it comes with the cleaner bottle.
Hooray! They packaged the two things I don't give a shit about.
Oh.
Next!
You know what, Emily? I'll give you the clean bottle. So when I get the holder, you can have it.
I get to
bottle.
Be clean?
Yeah, you get to be the backing. Get the backing bottle.
You don't actually have to. You can keep it for yourself.
I'll give it to you. Whatever.
Man.
You can have your own bottle.
I don't deserve it, man.
Okay, and then...
It's a soda can!
Yes. Yep. So here's something that me and Ichi are kind of just both like debating whether we actually want to get it off of one thing of this. So Ichi, explain what it is.
So we have the full bottle for Rabbit Tank Sparkling, a.k.a. Very fizzy Coke and Pepsi form.
And it's fucking awesome looking. Like, I love how spiky it is. Like, pointy.
And the bottle actually looks like a straight-up can of pop.
Now.
Including the tab on the top.
Yeah, so me and Ichi were gonna say, we will, if this thing, if you, like, pop the tab and it goes...
If it sounds like actually opening,
like opening
a can
of soda, we will buy this.
We will both buy this.
And we will always use this to, like, open up extra or something.
Oh,
we'll use it on the show in some capacity.
Yeah.
But I will still also open actual cans of pop.
Yeah. But... But I like that it's not actually, like, a full can of soda, because, like, there is a little black tab that, like, that's on the back where you use it to actually insert it into the bill driver.
There's, like, a rail where it attaches
to
the
rail. But, yeah, it looks cool. I like how the form looks, because you can see it kind of, like, the tank eye. It's, like, actually, like, firing, like, a really huge concentrated burst
cannon. And the rabbit looks like it just watched Summer Wars.
That, or, like, it's going, like, really, really fast.
Yeah.
I think that's what the gimmick is.
It's supposed to be going fast.
The fucking the zigzags on the arm just scream like Zuoger or Kiryuger to me, and I really like it. I'm looking forward to seeing the full suit.
Thunder!
Yeah.
So then if we move over, we got our villains. So
it is what I'm really interested in the most.
So we found out that Night Rogue is actually Nitrogue, so it's supposed to
the
be like a
nitro.
Joke on Nitro and, like, I guess Bat.
Which immediately made sense because he's got all these valves and pipes on
him. So he's a mixture of, like, a car and a bat.
He's absolutely this show's version of Machine Chaser.
Yeah, he's Kamen Rider Batmobile. That's pretty much what that is.
So apparently the transformation device that he uses is the...
Trans Steam Gun.
Yeah.
And if you zoom in on that photo on the far right... You'll get a kick out of this, Ichi. So to actually transform into to him, he shoots himself in the head.
Oh my god,
like
it's a persona!
Yeah,
it's
a persona!
It's an evoker. So yeah, he like
oh
he puts
god.
The bottle in it, he puts it to his head, and he pulls the trigger. And I guess that's how he transforms.
And then fireworks, apparently.
Well, what if it's like a key or something? He's like plugging into his head like a key into ignition.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it though.
And then here's our other villain, Bloodstark.
Yeah,
so
we saw him
I love these names for these villains.
We saw him in the listing last week, but it looks like Bloodstark and Nitrogue are some sort of like evil combination.
So I like that they're gonna be like it sounds like they're gonna be a tag team, and that's awesome.
I'm looking forward to
because
it.
Because you know what? To be honest, I don't think we've had something like this since maybe the Hoppers.
I know.
Because, like, the Hoppers were, like, evil tag team. Well, not evil tag team. They were, like, anti-heroes, but they were considered...
Yeah. You know
they were
I mean.
The two former users of the beam.
So next to him, we can see the Valve Blade, which we saw on the list of items from last week.
Yeah.
It's got a scope on it. It's got an actual valve, and I hope to God it
like,
makes... and actual, like, steam noises when you crank it.
And yeah, so it's a sword, but if you combine it with the trans steam gun, you can create, like, a rifle mode, and
with,
it actually looks
complete,
fucking cool.
Complete with bayonet. But yeah, the handle on the sword comes off, and then you put the gun into the end of the blade, and then the end of the sword and the back of the gun.
Becomes, like, a stock, the stock, like,
yeah,
hold,
it looks like
hold.
An actual, like, military rifle.
Yeah, but honestly, this looks fucking cool. Like,
I
don't know if I'll pick it up, but...
I absolutely will buy both of these.
I know fucking David will want this.
You're gonna get all the build stuff, I'm gonna get these guys' stuff.
There you go.
But
okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
Looking at this,
I'm gonna look at the price and chicken out again.
the trans steam gun comes with the bat full bottle, and the valve blade comes with the cobra full bottle, which are each used in each of them.
Yeah, and it's shown that... Nitrogue and Bloodstark both use the trans steam gun to transform, so...
Yeah.
So that's cool. I like that we're getting, like... it sounds like they're going to be, like, an evil duo, so...
Looking forward to it. And then next we have the scan on the Hipparaken, which is Kamen Rider Claw's weapon, I guess? I don't really know what this thing's about yet.
It looks like it has a temperature gauge on it. That's what it looks like to me.
I'm not 100% sure that's what it is, but it does have some sort of meter on it.
Yeah, it has like a meter that goes up and then... it seems it attaches to the Claws Dragon, I guess? Because like you can see like a picture there, like the Claws Dragon's there.
I think what it means is you can use the bottle in it that comes with the Claws Dragon.
Oh, I guess.
Because there's a slot in the Hipparaken for a full bottle to be put in.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
But yeah, looking forward to
it. Oh, maybe it's because, like, you're putting a ball in, so you're, like, filling it up with liquid or something, and that's what the meter is.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then going to our next scan.
We have, like, this bottle storage holder thing that I guess you can, like, hang from, like...
It looks like a transparent hook. Toolbox.
Yeah, and it comes with the fire full bottle, so if you want Fire Hedgehog, then you better get... this.
Yeah,
so
remember when we thought that it was going to have something to do with Panda because they translated it wrong?
So when we looked at the build phone or whatever it was called on the list of items
last week,
someone
guessed this. I forget who though.
Someone guessed that it was going to be a smartphone that transforms into the bike, and holy shit, we were right.
And I got it. Oh, so apparently it confirmed that the bike's called the Machine Builder. So
I like that actually.
Yeah. I like the name. I do not like this bike.
I
does
love
not,
it.
It does not look nice.
I like the
giant orange.
It looks very blocky.
It transforms from a fucking smartphone.
Yeah, but look how bulky that smartphone. But yeah, so the build phone, actually, you can use it to like put on the to like transform to the bike, and then you put the figure on. So.
And
speaking of figures,
it looks like it comes with, I think, the line bottle.
Okay.
Maybe it's hard to see.
Or maybe that's just, like, the build bottle? Like, the bike bottle?
I think that's the bike one, because it goes right in the back.
It has, like, a pattern on it at the top.
And apparently it says, like, you got mail.
I'm not sure. It's hard
to
see.
That looks like a lion.
I think that's the lion bottle.
Yeah, okay, that's the lion bottle.
And so then
next over, we have the build gimmick figures.
Yay!
And they look really nice, and I'm glad that they're separate figures, because you can, like, buy which ones you like, and then you can just mix and match.
It also gives us a better look at some forms we haven't seen a lot of yet, including
mm-hmm.
Hawk Gatling, Kaizoku Rush, Octopus Light, I think.
Yeah. Or, no, that's Lion Cleaner.
Oh, yeah, that's Lion Cleaner.
He's got a fucking vacuum tube thing on his shoulder.
He made a vacuum form.
So now, what was interesting is Shuki made an interesting point, saying, being worried that because, like, if you can see, like, the figures that are, like, taken apart.
Yeah.
They might not have head articulation, so they might not, like, their heads might not move, so they might just be standing still. Which, it's not too bad, but...
That's a decent sacrifice.
I guess. It's like with the ghost figures, where you just, like, you couldn't move their heads.
I feel like they should have planned for that better with the figure set, but with the design, but if that's what it is, what can we do at this point?
They look pretty darn nice.
The Gorilla Mondo looks fucking awesome.
I like the fact that Hawk Gatling does have wings on both sides.
I want to make Gorilla Gatling just because I think that bronze and silver will just look really nice together. And plus I like diamonds because like they're shiny because like I'm autistic, I like shiny things, and I like gorillas. I actually do like gorillas. They're fucking awesome.
Ooh, ooh.
So
I want to make Hawk Fire so I can just sing
Hawk Fire. And then you can have, like, Gorilla Comic, or Lion Comic,
yeah.
Or
Kaizoku comic.
Rabbit Comic.
Oh, Rabbit Comic, there you go. It could be Tiger and Bunny.
You can make it can be a story of a little bunny foo-foo hopping through the forest.
Oh, imagine putting, like, Ninja Gatling together.
Ooh.
Ninja Gatling, and then you could do, like, Ninja Train.
I think this
so
is
it could
the
be
whole
BMR.
No, you know what we need? Rocket Hedgehog. So it can be Sanic.
Can I go fast?
What color is the Rocket one again?
Rocket is silver. So it'd be silver and white, so it would be like silver.
Wasn't Gatling silver?
Gatling is silver, Hedgehog is white.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, and then let's see if there's any other scans to talk about.
Yeah, one more thing. So they're just showing, like...
Just showing the gimmicks.
Gimmicks, yeah, so...
The build gashin.
Which... It's very pretty, but wow, were they lazy with the naming?
It's actually just called
Kamen Rider Bill.
They're not gonna give. They're not gonna half-assedly give it some sort of clever name,
like,
and make it sound
bottle,
like a game.
Bottle something build.
Bottle mixer build.
It does
something.
It does look pretty though. I like the red, and then it has like the blue handle, the blue button.
If you like those colors, sure.
But yeah, so if you pre-order, if you order a build driver, like one of the first like released. Then you'll hopefully get a build gashit that comes with it. So, hoping I get that, because I just would like it for my collection. It'd be nice.
And apparently the key bottle is going to be some sort of campaign item in November.
Yeah, because they always do that with items.
Yeah.
It was like with XA, when you could get the Proto Mine Action X. So.
Alright.
But yeah, that seems to be it.
That's it for the build stuff.
So, honestly, a lot of the shit's looking really, really cool. It's so weird, and builds a very... interesting rider, but I think that's gonna make for an interesting show, so we'll see where this goes. I've heard a rumor, it's this only a rumor, and this might piss Carr off, but apparently the head writer apparently is the same one who's the head writer for Ninja, so.
Oh no.
That might turn Gar off if that's the truth, so.
I can hear him screaming fucking bullshit. from now, from far
fucking
away.
Fucking bullshit!
Oh, jeez.
Someone recently asked me what I thought our best episode of Cast Ranger was, and I decided to submit the episode where we talked about the Ninja Zuodra movie.
Emily, is there any form that, like, catches your eye that you like?
I admit I'm a little bit partial to the basic rabbit tank, because I just think the combination of a rabbit and a tank is so cool.
Yeah, you do like rabbits, right?
Yeah, but I also am really looking forward to the comic ninja one. I want to see how that works.
Yep.
No, and what's cool is you can take the rabbit ball and just mix it with anything you want, so you can make rabbit comic, or...
Yeah.
Like rabbit rocket or something. Rabbit. Or rocket rabbit.
Oh, that would be
there
sweet.
You go.
Problem is, you can't actually mix
Why
everything
Why isn't there
with
a
it.
Raccoon full box?
You can't actually mix anything with anything, because there
well,
are some that are only one side.
Well, okay, so what we were discussing, yeah, me and Ichiro are actually having like a big 45-minute discussion about this, like
maybe just
ago.
Some of the figures.
We like to think that, yeah, wasn't there like translations for the build drivers, like some of the sayings?
So yeah, like, it seems that when you combine the bottles, they have certain sentence fragments for the catchphrases.
Yeah, so each bottle has like a phrase, and then if you
oh,
mix and match the bottles, then
that.
Like
yes.
last week we were saying how Rabbit Tank's catchphrase is "Moonsault of Steel."
Yeah.
So every bottle has like a fragment of a sentence.
So it would be "Steel of Moonsault" if you flip.
If them. Yeah, or at least that's what we're thinking. It depends on how the driver's programmed, which we have no way of knowing.
I forgot what Girl Mondo's was, but it sounded.
It was just. Destroyer.
No, Destroyer.
Yeah. So, like, Destroyer of...
Destroyer of Radiance.
Or it might be the Radiant Destroyer.
Yeah, the Radiant Destroyer. And, like, Radiance means happiness.
So now,
we're
looking forward to seeing what the driver produces if you put in two bottles that are meant for the same slot.
Or if you put in two bottles of the same bottle.
Or that. Oh, no.
Rabbit.
That toy's gonna be fun.
Moonsault. Steel of Steel.
That toy's gonna be fun to experiment with.
Yeah, I
now,
love it when toys do this. Note for the Q, Q Ranger Blaster.
Yeah,
the Sazer Blaster, that's what it's called. I should have remembered that. It actually does the same thing. You can put in Q-Tama that don't have Rangers, and it'll act like there is a Ranger.
And you can do the Sazer change.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
well, this is more interesting because it's about combining
yeah,
bottles.
Yeah, you can actually mix them around. It's,
but yeah, because...
What I'm worried about is, you know how some toys have, like, notches to prevent you from, like, putting them in the slots they're not supposed to go in? I'm worried that these might have that.
We'll see.
Like, there will be a notch in one bottle that prevents you from putting it in the other slot. You know what I mean?
I don't think so.
I believe that's entirely
possible.
You know why
I don't think that's not possible? Because with the Gashits, you can put a level 2, a level 3 Gashit in the level 1, in the level 2 slot, and it can have, like, it has, like, a level 2.
No, I know, but those were designed differently so that the catchphrases would play in order depending on which slot you put it in. But with this, the electronics, as far as we know of, are in the belt.
I have pretty good faith that this is gonna, they're gonna allow you to mix and match whatever the fuck you want.
And if they can, then this is going to become a new Wild West of exploration.
This will be a very fun toy. And
people
it will give
are
going to
start
of...
hacking the heck out of it.
Oh, the whole thing will get hacked day one, I guarantee
you.
Oh,
yeah, no.
Just like the Ghost Driver.
Yeah, there's going to be a build driver at like some store, and some guy's just going to spend like 20 minutes at it just fucking hacking the whole machine.
We'll learn what his goddamn final form is the first day
it
goes out.
But yeah, the build driver, it's apparently supposed to look like, I think, like a paint mixer. So, because like, if those are like... spray paint bottles, then it's like mixing the paint.
Yeah.
And then, bam, you get something.
Something like that.
So what happens when you mix a ninja with a comic? You get a ninja comic.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Ninja Sorry, that comic. Was weird. Sorry.
That seems to be what we're going with, though. They haven't explicitly explained the motifs yet.
Oh, Gorilla Mondo, you're gonna be so fucking cool.
Okay, we've spent enough time on this.
Alright. The Power Rangers movie finally debuted in Japan, and it did not good. It flopped very hard.
Number 9.
It's number 9 in the Japanese box office. I guess they just thought it was, you know, it's not Sentai.
So it
Pokemon
opened...
Pokemon destroyed it.
It opened on 282 screens, and is also the last territory the film is being premiered at, so there's no more debuts for it. Beating the film at the box office in number 1 was Pokemon the Movie, I Choose You.
Oh, was that like the
reboot?
Yeah.
The reboot that erases Misty and Brock
and
from the timeline.
Replaces them with new people for
good!
Time.
No, I'm just kidding.
No,
I love Brock and Misty.
Really,
no,
really
I love Brock and Misty.
And then at number 2 was Gintama live action. Number 3, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Yep.
It's really popular there. It got in Kingdom Hearts, like, right off.
Number 4, Cars!
Cars! Cars 3 is actually really good. I finally saw it yesterday.
And number 5, Mary and the Witch's Flower.
The non-Ghibli Ghibli film.
I don't even know what that is. It doesn't say what 6, 7, or 8 are, but I assume no one cares by this point.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sad this movie didn't do well in, like, China and Japan, but...
It was just really shocking.
Well, in China, people thought it had dragons in it.
No, I can understand... I can understand.
Well, that's the advertising's fault.
I can understand. I can understand why it wouldn't do well in Japan, because, you know, it's kind of just doesn't resemble Sentai really.
You took
in
what
the
you
slightest.
Did and made it better!
But
again!
I'm like, no, but what Japan's got to realize is, like, this isn't based off of Sentai. This is based off our Power Rangers show. So,
yeah. Like,
kind of some slack, why don't you?
It's based on a thing that's based on...
But who knows? They probably don't like Power Rangers in Japan that much, so...
Well, I mean, several Power Rangers seasons have been dubbed back into Japanese.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean people fucking watch all of them. So.
Alright, anyways, next. The Q-Ranger movie poster has been updated.
What's the Snoke in the background?
Yeah, holy shit, Supreme Leader Snoke.
That, no, that's the guest Indiver.
Indabe?
Indabe.
And Hollow Soldier's gonna be in it.
That
so
poster
cool.
is cool. And there's the Death Star. I mean,
oh,
Geth Star.
The Geth Star? Yeah,
in the background.
No, that's.
I'm looking forward to watching the Earth get destroyed.
I hope not.
No, it was in the trailer.
I know, but it'd be awful.
Well, they'll fix it.
I love it.
They'll fix it.
You
it's
know
fine.
How, you know how they'll fix it? They'll wish upon a star.
Oh, God. I hope so.
Next. Q-Ranger High School Wars.
Yeah, this looks really weird.
What?
Spin-off series.
What is
this?
This
is where Sleevy came from.
The 4-episode Stinger episode High School Wars special will premiere on the Toy Tokusatsu Fan Club app on September 9th.
Oh, I fucking see it. If you look, Lucky's wearing a red shirt. Stinger's sword has orange. Naga has silver pants. Kotaro has sky blue shoes. Hammy has a red or green scarf. And then Spada has a yellow shirt underneath his jacket.
Well, yeah.
Wow, that's clever.
The short spin-off drama depicts Lucky and the other human Q-Rangers, because fuck the race, other racial ones, I guess.
Oh, I'm Planet... Oh, it's Planet Sleevy, not Sleevy.
No.
In the Norma Galaxy.
A campus planet.
Campus!
The whole planet is a campus!
Look, something that they do in anything about space is they always...
Just every planet is just one thing.
Yeah, they always
you get
treat
one thing.
Planets like their countries, or even worse, like a city.
That's
the
like,
whole damn planet
that's
is...
That's like Futurama-level bullshit.
Yeah.
So, a campus planet that Jerk Matter uses for the purposes of brainwashing the universe's most brilliant students. Lucky and the others infiltrate the school as students... Hammy is the only member of the team to enter the school without a no-nonsense expression on her face.
Why was that?
What?
To be explained.
This must-see story will give fans a different charm to enjoy from the characters in school uniforms. Hiroyama Matsumoto will also appear. I don't remember who that is.
Koichi Sakamoto will direct it!
Of
what
course.
The fuck? Why is this man doing everything? How does he have time?
Just cue immediate cut to Haven't You Heard? I'm Sakamoto.
Oh, no.
No, this is, like, reminding me of that, like, that in the Shinkenger movie where just, like, they had that high school setting.
Oh,
and then
no!
Just, yeah, and Shinken Red just fucking dressed up as a girl.
No! It's terrible!
That was funny. I've never seen these.
Takaru is ruined!
Shiba. Takaru.
Anyways.
So
well,
that's a thing.
That's a thing. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, that'll be... This will be a fun movie.
It's four... This will be 4 episodes.
Okay.
Yeah. High School Wars.
Alright.
Are they gonna have a food fight in the cafeteria?
Bento.
Next. More Q-Ranger scans regarding the Kojishi Voyager and Orion battle.
It's a little lion. It's so cute.
It's a lion cub zord.
So, yeah, if we scroll down, so it combines with Shishi Voyager, and then you can make, like, this... better version of Q-Reno.
It's actually called Super Q-Reno.
Yeah, and actually looks like what Q-Reno should have been in the first place.
So, the Kojishi Voyager is apparently created alongside Shishi Red's Orion power-up.
Oh, that's so
And
beautiful.
When you combine it with Super Q-Reno, it looks like the Lost Galaxy Megazord, so it is, in fact, being powered by the motherfucking lights of Orion.
Woo! based on the Leo Minor constellation. There's a Leo Minor constellation?
There's a minor of everything. No, you know what? Why haven't we gotten, like, a Q-tama based off Big and Little Dippers? I want a spoon.
We have the Kumas.
I know, but I want a spoon Kitama. I'd buy that.
Okay, maybe it'll be in a.
See like a little bit preview of Shishiro Orion, and it's fucking.
He's not even red.
It's beautiful. Well, he's got red on him, but
yeah, he's got
beautiful. Such a pretty form.
And next we have our official reveal of the Orion Battler.
Holy shit!
I believe that's its carrier mode.
What's it supposed to be?
Hard to tell.
I think it might be an airship?
Maybe.
Jeez, there you go, Ichi.
And then, scrolling down, we can see it's Megazord form.
Oh my god.
It's got a fucking mace.
Yeah.
With which it's fused to its arm. With which to bash space skulls.
No, bash jerk matter skulls.
That's what the article said, and I hope it actually does that.
It actually said that in the article?
Yeah.
You know what I would actually like? I would like if this mech just had, like, a little, tab that you could just, like, push up and down, and it would make the arms swing up and down. So you just have, like, some chopping action. Like, bashing
action. Like the McDonald's
one. No, but, like, this actually looks really cool, because, like, I like the weapon, too, because, like, I'm a sucker for maces, so...
This thing looks like it's going to be huge.
I like using blunt weapons. They're always fun, especially in Skyrim.
Apparently, the Orion Battler is so massive that it can transport other Voyagers.
Oh, what the... So is this thing going to be massive?
I hope so. I'm tempted.
Wait, is that it, like, storing them up there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Zoom
There's
in.
A little shot there.
They're not exactly really fitting on there. They're...
Just zooming in.
Oh, it's not really good, but... Oh, okay, there you go!
Wow.
Some of them are pouring off the side. Well, I think they're in mech form, but... Yeah, okay, that's cool.
All right.
So, when's this showing up?
Alongside Shishi Red Orion.
Okay.
All right.
So that's like his Plezuo, I guess.
I guess.
Okay.
It looks really cool. I'm really tempted.
Yeah.
I love how the face has, like, flaming blue hair.
Yeah, that's cool.
Looks awesome.
He's got a crown.
All right, next. So I have official images, but first I wanted to mention this image we first saw of Kamen Rider Snipe Simulation Gamer Level 50, SH Figuarts.
He's in a McDonald's.
Wow, they just moved right ahead to Level 50.
I wanted to show this picture first because it looks like he's about to blow up the McDonald's.
I'm ready.
I hate you, McDonald's. I hate you, Ash.
I'm ready for hamburgers. So, confirmed SH Figuarts Snipe Simulation Gamer Level 50.
They're just going ahead with this, huh?
Can someone tell me why it's Simulation Gamer when the name of the gadget is Bang Bang Simulations? It should be Simulations Gamer.
No, it's fine.
Alright, and then we got the official images. Why are we getting this and not Brave Level 50 as well?
Oh, but it's a fucking cool looking form.
I want...
Look at him compared to Brave. He's fucking huge.
I want Brave Level 50.
Well, maybe we'll get that next.
Fucking all this shit and still no laser level 3.
Why won't they do it? They will.
Please, I don't care what it costs. I'll buy it.
Are you okay?
He wants laser.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
That's what I would pose it in.
The shot of Snipe with his guns combined into the front of the battleship is pretty awesome.
I wonder if you can move, like, the turrets up and down. I think you could.
I should hope so.
That's cool. No, that's a really pretty form, especially in figure form. I love the hat.
Yeah, the hat's great.
Oh, the hat is the best part of the form, by far. I've been saying that since we saw it.
I'm ready for battleship.
Oh, yeah. Okay, SH Figure Art Snipe Simulation Gamer Level 50, December 6480N. Pre-orders for the figure begin July 21st.
Ah, so
That's today! So it's the day we're recording.
So it's a retail figure. That's impressive.
Yep.
Cool!
The figure does include a joint part for the... Apparently the name of the guns are the Overblast Cannons. That's neat.
The Overblast Cannons.
I like it.
Wow.
Alright, next. Images of the Decaranger Super Sentai Artisan Master License.
So, yeah, Gar, like, fucking busted a nut over this, because when we talked about the Artisan, like, Deca license, he was like, oh, we need Deca Masters Morpher, and
as usual, we are fucking prophetic. Well, mostly.
Oh, you should have seen Gar in this week's Ultra Ranger that we recorded. He lost it. But no, it's cool, and yeah, it has LED lights.
Oh, it does the back and forth judgment time.
Yeah, no, the Deca license does it too.
Oh, I might want this.
Yeah, and then like it has like quotes from Doggy and stuff like that. So yeah. Then you can put his ID in it.
It's got data on Deca Master.
Why would you put it in Doggy's face on it?
Why would you do that?
Because he looks derpy.
This one shot, you see the personal data of Deca Master and Doggy Kruger, and just the fucking face.
He looks good. Come on.
Hey guys, have you seen my D-Arms D-Sword?
I will
bagel?
Say this, where we did Doggy Kruger way better. Like, shit. They made him look more alien.
So the item features over 30 Doggy Kruger lines of dialogue and the iconic narration every time something happens in the series. Comes with the holder, the two character sheets, premium Bandai web exclusive, 99.36 yen. So that'll be over $100.
It's gonna be like $150 fucking
December release.
Yep.
Alright. Next. Recently revealed at SDCC, Power Rangers legacy items have moved on to Zeo.
Yep. About fucking time. Like,
so
Christ.
Hopefully these toys will be stronger than before.
Go Zeo. So we're getting the Zeonizer. It's in prototype stage right now, but it does look nice.
We're also getting the Golden Power Staff,
which Ichi wants.
That toy is very near and dear to my heart because one of the earliest Christmases I remember was me and my cousin both opening this toy as the last thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, you know what?
I have a photo of it, actually.
Yeah, I saw that photo, and you know what? You need to buy this and then recreate that photo.
Yeah.
Just holding it up in the air.
That'd be neat.
That'd be a neat picture. Let's do a side-by-side comparison.
Yeah, and there was also a bunch of information on upcoming figures, including the Psycho Rangers.
Yeah, so they're doing legacy figures of the Psycho Rangers, and apparently...
My immediate comment was, no Psycho Silver, fail.
We are getting the in Space Silver Ranger, though.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. And then
I've kind of given up on, like, American Sentai toys, because all they do is add unnecessary muscle definition.
Oh, and I saw a video for the Gold Ranger Ninja Steel Morpher. It's garbage. It doesn't even read shurikens like the normal Morpher does. Like, the normal Morpher says, Gold Ranger Power Star... But the Gold Ranger Morpher doesn't.
What?
Yeah. What? Isn't that fucking ass backwards?
That's some DN driver level bullshit.
So it's super fucking weird. But yeah, I watched the review and it was absolutely awful. And I just, like, I have no interest in it anymore. So
speaking of
the
Gold Ranger, we have images of the Ninja Steel Deluxe Bull Rider Megazord.
Which, okay, like, it's cool. But I have Bison King. I have better mech. So, I don't care.
I took one look at this article and noticed something immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Remember back when we were talking about Ninja and my first comment on the design of this Megazord is, why are the legs sticking out directly from the back of its head? If you look at the images for this one, the American version, they've actually folded the legs down.
Yes.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Someone listened!
Whatever. You can actually do that with Bison King.
I know, but it's not supposed to be that way. What the fuck is that?
That is...
That's Shuriken, or King Shuriken.
That's King Shurikenjin.
I barely recognized it. Oh, that's so horrible.
Yeah, no, it's a horrible looking for him. Oh, and you can put, like, the bikes on it.
Oh, because
stuff.
It's Zord Builder, we can just attach fucking everything to it. Look at these.
Jesus.
What even is that?
I don't know.
What is this thing that they put in its hand?
Anyways, like, apparently
is
people
that
are
the
saying
weapon
no.
From the Ultraman movie we just bought?
The Bull Rider Megazord has, like, people have been buying them, like, they're out in stores now and stuff like that.
Bullshit.
But they say it's not too bad, but honestly, I have Bison King, and Bison King is really awesome. It's, like, probably one of my top three favorite Megazords ever, so...
God, King Shurikenjin looks way worse from not the front.
Yeah, and just imagine how fucking shitty Lionhausen will look like in Power Rangers.
Oh, no!
Especially since it's bigger than the actual Lionhau.
Oh, right.
The Lion Fortress Sword.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But anyways, this is cool, so...
All right.
And that's it.
That's it for news.
So, bye everybody. See you in the podcast proper.
Say bye,
Emily.
Oh, bye.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.